It's the Up North Lowdown from Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Ed Ronco.
Big Gretch out.
That is Governor Gretchen Whitmer last night at her final State of the State address. We'll hear more about that in a few moments. We begin today, though, in Grand Traverse County. Last year, the sheriff's office created a new job inside the jail, and the idea was twofold. One, to keep people who didn't need to go to jail from ending up there, and two, to get people back on their feet and offer support when they are released. A year later, the Grand Traverse County Sheriff's Office is calling the move a success and wants to expand it. IPR's Maxwell Howard has more.
Last year, the new jail diversion program was busy, with 252 run-ins with Grand Traverse Sheriff deputies being referred to them. What that looked like was deputies or bystanders calling dispatch and saying, someone needs help, but maybe they don't need to go to jail. So in those run-ins, most people probably would have gone to county jail, but instead, 80% of those who were referred didn't and were helped in different ways, like addiction or mental health treatment.
We're trying to bridge the gap between law enforcement and the community.
That's Sarah Bush, the jail diversion and discharge specialist, as of a year ago. The idea for her role has been in the works for some time, but started gaining traction when a Wayne State study came out. It showed that 38% of Grand Traverse County's jail population suffered from serious mental health issues, and many of them also suffered from a substance abuse disorder. Part of Sarah's discharging work happens by getting people into sobriety probation programs and then helping them stay there. Sometimes she does that by helping out busy probation officers.
I mean, when you're monitoring 100, 120 people on pretrial or community corrections, like they don't have time to connect these people. So they end up being in our jail longer.
And the other part of her work, the diversion part of that title, Bush does that by going out with deputies in the field. She estimates that she's out on the road 3 to 4 times a week.
I made it a point to ride with almost every deputy just because I want to go on calls with them and I want to bring a different light. Or, you know, like we bounce stuff off each other, which is great. I have a select 6 of them that are awesome.
It's on the road that some of our most preventative work starts, making sure that those who don't need to go to jail don't. She gives me one example of where things could have gone differently.
I had a kid who last year we responded to his house 72 times. It was a really rough home environment. So a lot of abuse, like, you're starting to see the patterns that the ball is going to be slowly dropping soon, but also it gets exhausting for our deputies to be calling out the same, going to the same place, dealing with the same stuff every time.
So Bush took a step back and came up with a fresh idea to break that pattern. There's this place called the Michigan Youth Challenge Academy, a kind of mix of high school and boot camp, which takes at-risk kids and helps them graduate high school. He'd have to want to go, but if he did, it would get him out of a troubled home and help him graduate early. And he went for it. Now, graduation from the academy is in June, and Bush is planning to attend.
We took somebody who was in a not great environment, struggling in school, you know, had some abuse issues going on. We took him out of that element and kind of gave him a chance, and he recognized that. And so that defines success to me, I think.
And the Grand Traverse County Sheriff, Michael Shea, sees this as a success too. Enough so that he wants to expand it and add a second role.
We want to be the leader in this. We want to be the pilot program where other entities look at us and go, wow, there is another avenue other than just incarceration.
Sheriff Shea says that while some people need to be incarcerated, dealing with those in the throes of mental illness requires a different approach.
If you have a knee injury, you go to the doctor. If you have a mental health injury, you should go to the doctor, not go to jail. And currently, we're sending people to jail.
Shea says his next step is planning to go to the Grand Traverse Board of Commissioners at a near future date, present them with what he sees as success, and see if they can expand the program.
We are just, in my opinion, scratching the tip of the iceberg here because we only have one person doing it. If one person is able to generate these kind of numbers, what could two do?
For IPR News, I'm Maxwell Howard.
Last night in Lansing, Governor Gretchen Whitmer worked to sell a divided legislature on an agenda that will set her legacy, and set the stage for elections that could determine Michigan's next political chapter. Our Capitol Bureau Chief Rick Pluta has covered governors in Michigan going all the way back to the 1980s, and he was there last night too, as Whitmer delivered a State of the State address aimed at cementing her legacy.
Whitmer stepped to the rostrum for her final State of the State address, casting her gaze across the room where 25 years ago she began her political career as a freshman legislator. The Democratic governor, who was the target 6 years ago of a kidnapping plot, says politics now operates in an environment that makes it hard for people of different viewpoints to find paths to cooperation.
Too many people are quick to judge and eager to spin everything they read, watch, or hear. It's stoked by irresponsible leaders and organizations who get more power or make more money when we're all angry at each other or sad about ourselves.
Whitmer said in her final 10 months in office, her priorities will include affordable housing, health care, and progress on lifting Michigan's poor student reading scores.
Strong readers and writers grow up to be more confident speakers, better problem solvers, and great entrepreneurs. Illiteracy is a challenge that compounds over time.
Whitmer said this is not a problem that can be solved during her remaining months in office, but she wants better reading programs and funding to hire and train literacy coaches. Whitmer also pushed a tax credit to incentivize building affordable homes. She says that would help bring down costs, and she asked for new laws to help people saddled with medical debt. That includes not allowing medical debt to damage credit scores. Republican House Speaker Matt Hall says he sees room to work with the Democratic governor on those issues. But he says revenue proposals to raise taxes on vaping and nicotine products and online gambling, as well as to pull money from the state's rainy day fund, are non-starters with Republicans.
Well, we're not going to do any of her tax increases. You know, she's proposing an $800 million tax increase. She's proposing raiding the rainy day fund to balance the budget.
Whitmer says the tax increases and dipping into the rainy day fund would fill budget gaps created by federal funding cuts and dips in state revenue. Hall is pushing his own plan for a luxury tax on country club and marina memberships, limousines, and travel on private jets to help pay for a property tax rollback. Whitmer did not mention that in her speech. Whitmer did mention President Donald Trump, reminding people that she cooperated with him to bring a fighter mission to Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Macomb County, but also that she hopes he will reconsider his tariff plans that would be costly to consumers and damaging to Michigan's economy. Whitmer also vowed to defend expanding legal protections for LGBTQ people in Michigan's civil rights law that was adopted while Democrats controlled the legislature.
I want to take a moment and speak directly to our gay and trans neighbors, family, and friends. I want you to know that you are welcome in Michigan. You belong. You matter. And no matter who comes after you, I'll stand in the way. In Michigan, we look out for each other.
Whitmer is term limited and cannot run again for governor. She did not mention her post-gubernatorial plans, which would generally be considered out of bounds for a State of the State address. But it's impossible to ignore her growing national profile and the wide speculation about a presidential run. Whitmer has not publicly shared what her future plans might be, but it appears likely it will be away from the place that's been her professional home for almost the entirety of her adult life.
Big Gretch out.
I'm Rick Pluta at the State Capitol.
And that's the Up North Lowdown for Thursday, February 26th. I'm Ed Ronco. Our producer is Austin Rolater. Editing comes from Steve Junker. Music is by Blue Dot Sessions. Thanks for listening.
Support for Interlochen Public Radio is provided by you and by Comfort Keepers. For over 20 years, Comfort Keepers have been providing in-home care services and keeping seniors living independently in the comfort of their own home. Learn more at ComfortKeepers.com.